Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Pesachim, Perik Tes, Mishnah Ches. In this Mishnah, we're going to learn what happens if our Korban Pesach gets mixed up with other Korbanos. What do we do? Sagt der Mishnah, HaPesach Shenis Arev Bezvachim, a Korban Pesach that got mixed up with other Korbanos. Let's say I had three sheep over here, and each one was a different Korban. One little sheep, or let's call it a Shepsela, was designated for a Korban Pesach. The other, for a Korban Asha. And the third one, for a Korban Ayla. All three got mixed up, and I don't know which is which. I don't know which is the Pesach, I don't know which is the Asha, and I don't know which one is the Korban Ayla. Now, all these Korbanos are processed differently. For example, when it comes to the Korban Pesach, there's only one spritz of blood on the Mizbeach. A Korban Ayla is Shtei Matonah Shehein Arba, twice, on two opposite corners of the Mizbeach. And there are other halachis that are exclusive just to the Korban Ayla. The obvious difference between the Korban Ayla and the other ones is everything goes up on the Mizbeach, as opposed to the other Korbanos. Now, as far as the Korban Asham is concerned, that's also Shtei Matonah Shein Arba, so the Zrika Sadam is the same. But the Zman Achila is different. It's different for all three. You have a day and a night to eat a Korban Asham, the day that you shecht it plus that night. You have nothing to eat the Korban Ayla. Nothing is eaten. And the Korban Pesach, as we know, you eat that until Chatzais. So everything about these three Korbanos are just so different. So being makar of these Korbanos is not an option, because I don't know how to be makar of these Korbanos. So what then can I do with it? So like in the previous Mishnah, Kulon Yiru, they all have to be left out to pasture, Ad sheyista'avu, until they develop a blemish, that gives us a right to redeem it. V'yimachru, then they are sold. Now here comes a little bit more of a tricky part. We can't have Hegdish losing. So let's say one of these animals was worth $100, the other was worth 90, the other was worth 80. I don't know which is which. I don't know which was the $100 carbon. Was it the Ayla? Was it the Pesach? Or was it the Asha? So the only thing we can do to be on the safe side is, V'yavi b'dmei hayafa shebehen mi min zeh, I'm going to have to bring $100 oyla, u'b'dmei hayafa shebehen mi min zeh, and $100 asham, and $100 carbon pesach. But wait a second. If I sold these three animals, one for 100, one for 90, one for 80, I don't have 300. Who's going to pay the extra? Guess who? Zak the Mishnah v'yafsid ha-moisar mi-beisai. He's going to have to cover the added cost, what's left over, mi-beisai, from his own house, meaning from his own pocket. I can't be makar of an oila, an $80 oila, or a $90 oila, when maybe that was the 100. And the same is true for the Asham, and the same is true for the Pesach. I have no choice other than to do it this way. We cannot offer Hegdish anything less than was originally designated. So we'll do our best, we'll sell what we have, but v'yafsid ha-moyser mi-beisai. He's going to have to cover the extra cost out of his own pocket. Now, how exactly does he do it? Well, he's going to have to bring, let's say, $100. About to know what it says, a seller, but let's try to keep it with something that we can understand. He's going to bring $100 from his house. Now, what do I have here? I have here three carbonis. All were allowed to pasture until they got a mum. So I say, which one is the Korban Ayla? I don't know. But wherever the Korban Ayla is, it should be redeemed for this 100. Then he takes that 100, and he buys with it a Korban Ayla. Then he takes the second 100, and he says, wherever there's a Korban Asham here, one of these three is an Asham, I want the Kiddush of that Asham. Now that it has a mum, I can redeem it. I want the Kiddush of that Asham to go over to this 100, and with this 100, he buys a Korban Asha. Now here comes the tricky part. He takes the next 100, he says, whichever was the Korban Pesach should be redeemed for this 100. And with this 100, he buys a, the Kiddusha will go onto the coin, and it'll be either a Korban Pesach or a Korban Shlamim, as we will explain Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. See, with the Asham, it's simple. Wherever the Asham is, Kiddusha should go to the coin. With the coin, I buy another Asham. With the Ayla, it's also simple. Whoever the Kedusha is of this oila, whichever animal is the oila, the Kedusha should go over to the coin, I buy a carbon oila. With the Pesach, it's not so simple. We've already mentioned several times, the halacha is Moiser HaPesach becomes a carbon shlame. An animal that was designated for a carbon Pesach, that for whatever reason could not be used as a carbon Pesach, gets transferred over to become a carbon shlame. Oh, in that case, so the one that was a Pesach always becomes a shlame. Why did we say before, sometimes a Pesach, sometimes a shlame? Well, here's what it would depend on. If, let's say, all these three animals got their mum before the time that you have to shech the carbon Pesach. So at this point, you can say the Kedusha comes off what was a carbon Pesach over here. I don't know which one it is. Wherever it is, goes on to the coin, and I'm going to buy another carbon Pesach. That's not a problem. But let's say, by the time all three animals had their mum, it was ready after the time to be makar of the carbon Pesach, so it automatically becomes what's called Moiser HaPesach, and therefore, I take the coin, I say, whichever was the Pesach, the Kedusha goes to the coin, and with that, I'm going to do what I do with any carbon Pesach that somehow I wasn't makriv, and it's left over. I bring with it a carbon shlomim. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Nisarev Babachairais, suppose my carbon Pesach got mixed up with a carbon Pchar. Now, Pchar and Pesach have something in common. Both have only the one placement of Dam on the Mizbeach, on one corner. If you say the Mishnah of Ezel Mekayman every morning, so you remember, HaPchar v'hamasa v'hapesach, Kedoshim Kalem, and the Mishnah goes on to say, V'dam atoen matana achas. In a way, that makes it a little bit easier. I can work with this. In the previous case, each carbon is different. Can't just be makar of them. I don't know how to be makar of them. Now that it gets mixed up with a pchar, that the matan dam of a pchar and a pesach are the same. But there are differences between a pchar and a pesach. The carbon pchar, you could only eat at night until chatzos, and only for those who are counted in. You know how much time you have to eat a pchar? 2 days and one night. Furthermore, the carbon Pesach, anyone can eat, anyone that was counted in. Everyone has to eat. On the other hand, who can eat a carbon Pchar? Only a Kayan. So Reb Shimon says, so if you have a Pchar and a Pesach that got mixed up, well, im Chaburas Kayhanim, if the whole Chabura that was counted in for this carbon Pesach were all Kayhanim, then there's no problem. Yechelu, it can be eaten. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take one of the sheep, I'm going to be makrevit, and I'm going to say, if this is the carbon Pesach, let it be a carbon Pesach. If it's a pchar, let it be a pchar. And I'm going to do the same for the other one. So what's my problem? I'll eat both of them before chatzos. And because it's only a chabura of kaihanim, so they can eat the pchar. If they weren't kaihanim, I can't do this, obviously. The only thing that's not so smooth is, okay, they each have different deadlines as to when you can eat it. So what's the problem? I'll make sure you eat everything before the deadline. As long as they eat everything before chatzos, l'chayra, what's the problem? There's no din that you have to wait till the last minute, just the opposite. It's reason makdima l'mitzvos. You can eat the pchar before chatzos. Well, let me tell you why this is not so simple. Reb Shimon holds it's taka, no problem. The chachamim say you can't do this. Because there's a din, ein neviim kachim l'beis apso. You're not allowed to put kachim in a situation where you have less time to eat it than you really have. What does that mean? It means, let's say something happens over here, and they don't get to finish both karbonis before chatzos. The reality is, it's a problem for the carbon Pesach. It's not a problem for the pchar. Like we said before, for a pchar you have 2 days and a night. That's 2 days and the night in between. But I am drastically cutting down the amount I could eat this pchar for, because I'm using it as a suffik Pesach. According to the Chachamim, you can't do it. You can't bring kachim lebeis hapsil. It's only Reb Shimon who says we can do this etza with the pchar and the carbon Pesach. So according to the Chachamim, what do I do? And the answer is we do the same thing that we did in the Reisha. Just like we did when we had a Pesach and a Asham and a Ayla. So now we have a Pesach and a pchar. You have to wait for both animals to get a mum. And just like we said beforehand, then they're redeemed. Let's say one was worth 100, the other was worth 90. So I don't know if I had 100 Pesach or 100 Par. So I can't do any less. I have to bring a Pesach for 100 and a Par for 100. So what we're going to do is, even after I sell the two, I only have 190. I'm going to have to be mashlim another 10 to make sure I have 200s. And then I'm going to say, whichever was a Par, the Kedusha should go over onto my 100. From there, I'm going to buy a Par. Whichever was a Pesach, the Kedusha should go from there onto my 100. And from there, I'm going to buy either a Pesach or a Shlamim, as explained in the Reisha. So, talking about the Reisha, let's chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. We had a Karban Pesach that got mixed up with other Karbanis. As the Batanura explained it, we have a Pesach and a Asham and a Ayla, and each one is processed in a different way. I can't just be Makrovit. I don't know how to be Makrovit. Is it a Karban Pesach with one Matan Dam on the Mizbeach? Is it an Ayla or an Asham that are Shtei Matana Shehin Arva? Does it have to be completely consumed on the Mizbeach? Do I eat it? Can I eat it till Chatzais? Or can I eat it the way I would eat a Karban Asham, which has a longer time period? And the answer is, there's nothing I can do with these three animals. I don't know how to process them. What I can do is I can wait for them to pasture until they get a mum. Then you can redeem it. Like we just explained. Let's say one was worth 100, the other was worth 90, the other was worth 80. So I have to bring, being that I don't know which is which, and Hegdish cannot lose, I have to lomaisa bring a Pesach that's worth 100, an Oyla that's worth 100, and an Asham that's worth 100. I am not going to have 300 over here. Because if I sell it, and that's a shtickle issue that the Pais can talk about here, whether it's via Macher, whether it's selling or redeeming, but we won't get into it. But let's say I'm going to sell now, or redeem the three Karbanis, so I have 100 plus 90 plus 80, which is 270, so I'm missing 30. So that 30, I'm going to have to be mashlim for my own pocket. I'm going to have to bring 300s, and I'm going to have to say, wherever the Asham was, it should be redeemed for this 100, onto this 100, and then I buy a Karban Asham with it. Wherever the oil is, it should be redeemed on this 100, I buy a Karban oil with it. Wherever the Pesach was, it should be redeemed onto this 100. If it's before the Zman of Pesach, I can still bring a Pesach with it. If not, it becomes like any other Karban Pesach that wasn't brought in time, and I bring a Shlamim with it. If, let's say, my Karban Pesach got mixed up with a Par, so here, I can be Makriv, both Karbanis, and say if it's a Pesach, it's a Pesach, and if it's a Bchar, it's a Bchar, because both have only one Matan Dam on the Mizbeach, only one Spritz. What's the only problem? That only Kehanim can eat a Bchar. So let's say I have a Chabura for this Karban Pesach that are only Kehanim. Let them eat two Karbanis that night. One is the Pesach, one is the Bchar. As long as they eat up both, what's the problem? Azayzak Trib Shimon, there's no problem. The Chacham, however, we understand, although it's not in the Mishnah, but the Batanura told us the Chachamim disagree, because they say you can't bring kachim lebeis habsul. How much time do you have to eat a bchar? Shnei yomim v'layla echad. That's the day you shechted, the night in between, plus the entire next day. Karban Pesach only until chatzais. Now, if chatzais comes and go and you have leftover meat, if I have a safik bchar, safik Pesach, I can't eat any because maybe it's the Pesach. But if I knew this was for sure a bchar, I would still be able to eat it. So therefore, you can't just put the two together and say, well, either one. And that's taka the halacha. The halacha is that if you have a Bchar and a Pesach that got mixed up, you can only do the same thing you did in the first case, wait for it to get a mum, and redeem them onto the amount that the better carbon was worth. You may have to add some from your own pocket, and with that coin, purchase a Bchar, and then purchase either a Pesach or a Shlamit.